So wherever Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, wherever Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah, by Tki Shefer, we say this Tefillah of Hayoyim Harasoy Lam, and we say Im Kibonim Im Kavodim. Im Kibonim Yirachmeinu Kirachem Ov Albonim. So we would like, I guess we favor being considered banim, not avadim. We say v'im kavadim einenu l'chasaluyes atchi techanenu, but it's preferable that we would want to be banim. I imagine that's the pshat. We say banim first. So often in shul, I speak about the Rashi that says v'shinantom levonecha. And Chazal tell us, v'shinantam levonecha elu hatalmidim. That when a person learns Torah with someone else, that person is called their banim, their talmidim. V'shinantam levonecha means elu hatalmidim. God, there's a beautiful Hagoy Sagra in Yordaya that's mashma, that when you teach somebody, it's not the pshat, that when you teach them, they become your banim. But really, in order to teach them, you have to make them your banim. That's what's masha from the Gra. It's the only way you could teach Torah if you have that level of concern. Anyway, I'll call panim. The Rashi by v'shinantam levonecha is a fascinating Rashi. Because it says, v'shinantam levonecha elu abanim, elu atalmidim. And Rashi cites about 5 psukim in Tanakh that where we see the Talmidim were called Banim. Bnei Anaviyim, v'chulu v'chulu. But the first pasuk that Rashi brings is Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Isn't that an unbelievable Rashi? The first, we want to bring a raya that if you learn Torah summon, he becomes Banim. So what are you bringing a raya from Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem? You bring a raya from other psukim in the Neviyim where you see that the Bnei Anaviyim, they're called Bnei Anaviyim when they study Torah or whatever it is. But Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, so you see that the way that we become Banim Lashem Elokeichem is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melamei Torah Lama Yisrael. And the more we learn Torah, when a person learns Torah, the Eibishter is learning with him. And that's how you get to become Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. And Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says this Mefurish in Ruach Chaim, I found it. That the Bechina of Banim, like we say, Yim Kabanim, Yim Kavadim, the Bechina of Banim is when a person learns Torah. When a person learns Torah, is connected to Torah, he elevates himself to a Madrega of Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. So, when you get together, and you make a chizuk from this Gevaltik Chabura, you know, Daf Yoimi has a tremendous Maila. And that's the only reason why I'm soivalent. It's called discipline. Besides that, Daf Yomi's got a lot going against it. It's very hard to learn a black Gemara in an hour. It's really very hard. I was once asked to be on a panel for Agudas Yisrael, questions and answers to a different Magidi Shir that say Daf Yomi. This is because I was saying Daf Yomi on the telephone for Torah Communications Network. So they wanted that I should be on the panel. So I did them a favor, I went. There was about 80 people that say Daf Yomi all over that were there. So when it came my time, I said to him, if you're not preparing 4 or 5 hours, this Blat Gemara, you're not saying the right pshat. You should have heard the reaction was terrible. Nobody wanted to believe it. I said, Rabbi Yisai, don't tell me. You know, I'm not talking about when I said Daf Yomi for Torah Communications Network, I had to eat like a Moshe Brown Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva in the Shbarakaway that doesn't even have to look at the Gemara for more than 5 minutes to say the Daf Yomi. But that's because he spent a billion hours learning Shas. So he could do that. But for a regular person, a regular Maggid Shir, you have to put in a very, very substantial amount of time to be saying the Blat Gemara properly. That's number one. So nobody wanted to hear that, but I was very insistent because I know, because I said Daf Yomi for 5 years here at Shul, And besides that, I said it for many years for Torah Communication Network, so I know. But what should you do? L'maisa, it's a discipline. People are kiveyitim l'toira, and they're there, and they're just saying one blot after another blot. I remember the Rosh Yeshiva from Zvil was there, and he said, no one's remembering the Shaka Vatariya who comes to Daf Yomi. What your job is to give everybody the neshama from the sugya. They can't possibly remember the Shaka Vatariya. It's not possible. So there's a lot going against Daf Yomi, and what's going for it is the unbelievable discipline. Lamaisa, it's a kiddush Shem Shemayim when you come on a Yom Kippur, when all there is a 45-minute break on Yom Kippur, and you see all the Daf Yomi learning, sitting down, 25 guys on Yom Kippur, learning Torah. Ach, it's a gewaltig kiddush Hashem. So we're not trying to underrate Daf Yomi. I'm just saying that there is a problem there. There's a problem about the amount of time. How much time do you have? Is there enough time? How well is the Magid Shir saying it? How much are you getting it? It's hard. A blot every day is very hard. But this program that you're involved in with the Daf a Week, L'chaira, I mean, I don't know how well, but it seems to me from what I see that the discipline is working. There's a discipline. You know, there's a discipline. You have to learn the blot a week. So you have the Maila of the discipline, and the Maila that you're spending the time to learn it, that you should know it better. So put it together, it's a gewaltige limud Torah. It's a gewaltige limud Torah in your life. And before Rosh Hashanah, to come together, to be mechazik, this inyan is pilei ployim. Because this is what makes you have the schus of being banim atem l'shem aleikeichem. Your fidelity to learning Torah and wanting having a shaychus to the Rebbein Shalaylam on a daily basis, constantly trying to finish that black gemara this week, is what raises us up to banim atem l'shem aleikeichem. The closeness that a yid has to the Bnei Shalom, when he learns Torah, there's nothing else that does it that way. We don't have to belabor the point. It's too much to talk about. It's Tavar and Pshutim. But I always say it as a Rav, forgetting for a moment all of the Psukim and all the Gemaris and all of the Midrashim and everything that we can say about Limud HaTorah. Rabbi Sai, I'm a Rav for over 30 years. The difference between a Yid that learns Torah Keseder and the Yid doesn't is night and day. In everything they do, and their children, their families, b'chlau, a yid that learns Torah is a completely different metzius. You don't realize what you're doing for yourself. You can't possibly understand. But when you take a yid who's kevei himself with a chabura to learn Torah, and you look at him 35 years later, it's a completely different metzius. That's the facts. So the Eibush is helfen in the schus of your constantly learning. You should have all the brachas which are nichlal in Talmud Torah, and you should be zaycha to approach the Rabbanu Shel Olam Rosh Hashanah as banim atem l'shem aleikeichem, im kibanim, yirachmeinu k'rachem emol banim. Maybe she should give you all kaych, should be able to continue doing this as a kid Hashem Shemayim Barabim. I enjoy watching the Olam that's learning. I'm hoping maybe someday to join. I still didn't finish my cotton. Aksivich sumatayva, good journey.